I have a small, moderate apology to make. I have a fake apology to make, and I have some smart aleck comments to make. So, this is not part to really include in the recording up there, guys, okay? So, let me see. What am I going to start with? I'm sorry I was not here last week. Had a little meeting to be a part of, but I'm appreciative of Pastor coming in, and this is now where the smart aleck comments come in. I think he mentioned something about this. I think he mentioned that he was the sub, and so as the sub, he was just going to show a video. Did he talk about that? Yeah, so, I mean, how's that work? We have, like, the real teacher here a couple weeks ago, and I bring you the word, and then last week we have a sub, and he shows a video. So what am I supposed to do tonight to compete with that? That's not fair. It's not fair, because I'm diametrically opposed to videos. So, no, I was...
But it was a really good video.
You know, I watched... Yeah, that's what all the students say after the sub shows the video. We learned so much. Yeah. Giving substitutes, giving teachers problems all the time. That'll teach me... Basically, I think it's punishment. Basically, I think that's what it was. He's not in here, so I can say a whole lot of things. He's just outside there. He's not come in yet, so I haven't said anything too terrible. I think basically he's punishing me. He's saying, okay, that's fine. You go do your thing. I'll sub, and I'm going to show a video, and they're going to like me better than you. So I will not leave my class again. It was a good video. I watched it, and I really do want to springboard off of it. You know, I will say the other thing that hurt is because everybody thinks that's such a great video, and I've been talking about praying scripture now for over a year. And in 15 minutes, Don Whitney was able to capture your attention, your imagination, and your zeal. And that just means he's a really great teacher, and I do respect him a lot. And I hope that some of you even considered buying his book, Praying the Bible. That was the book he was referencing, and I think there's a lot to be commended there. And what I would like to do tonight is I would like to take Psalm 67, and I'd kind of like for us to practice what he talked about. Did you guys do any sort of practice last week? I was so bitter at Pastor Rob, I didn't even ask him.
Yeah, I did it all.
You did it all? Dana, you're a teacher. Now you know you're supposed to tell the truth about what the sub did. You did. And how did you do it? Did you, like, talk about it, get into groups? Yeah. Gave you quiet time. Well, I'm just going to do the same thing tonight. But I brought paper and a pen. It's not a pop quiz. You don't have to turn it in. But we're going to talk about this psalm a little bit tonight. And then I'm going to give you some paper and a pen and let you write down a couple lines of a prayer. And we'll kind of talk about those and just continue to let this become more and more a part of our lives. I love what Don Whitney had to say. We pray about the same old things the same old way. And that is so true. And I loved what he said. The reality is that life is so full of the routine that we do need to pray about the same old things. But when we pray the Bible, we pray about the same old things in a fresh way, day in and day out. Now, I will say this. When I picked Psalm 67, I forgot about the whole psalm method of picking a psalm to pray. You take the day of the month, and then you start with that, and then you add 30, and then you've got five options. So today, ironically, is October the 7th, and Psalm 67 fits in our pattern. So maybe I'm more in tune with that than what I knew. So let's read through Psalm 67. I'm going to read through it once, and then I'm going to read through it again, and I want us just to get a sense of what is this psalm about so that our knowledge will guide how we would take this psalm and pray it back to God, and then take this psalm and use it to guide how we pray about a variety of things in our life. So let's start in verse 1. Excuse me. Psalm 67, 1. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I'm going to read this again, not because I'm trying to kill time, but the more we read Scripture, the more the meaning comes out to us. And actually, I'm going to ask someone who has a different version to even read it a third time in a moment. So if you've got a different version, I'm going to call on you, invite you to read for us. Catch the sense of what this psalm writer is saying in seven short verses. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. You hear the prayer from the very beginning. So that thy way may be known upon earth, so that thy saving health may be known among the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Someone have another translation they'd be willing to read from tonight? Jason, what are you going to read from?
English translation of the Septuagint.
The English translation of the Septuagint. This is what happens when you call on an MDiv graduate. Okay, so actually he's going to read from something really good. What he just said was, like, what is the English translation of the Septuagint? The Septuagint is the Greek Bible that Paul would have read from. It's the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. So Paul, when he is studying his Hebrew scriptures, he can study it in both Hebrew, or he can read it in the Greek translation. So Jason is taking us back to a copy of the scriptures that Paul and any other Greek speaker, Luke, would have read. And so this will be interesting. Go ahead, Jason. It's going to say the same thing, but this is not what I expected. Good.
God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that men may know thy way on the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Let the nations, O God, give thanks to thee. Let all the nations give thanks to thee. Let the nations rejoice and exalt, for thou shalt judge the peoples in equity, and shalt guide the nations on the earth. Let the peoples, O God, give thanks to thee. Let all the peoples give thanks to thee. The earth has yielded her fruit. Let God, our God, bless us. Let God bless us, and let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk about a few things that we read in this psalm, and let's try and hone in on what is the message of Psalm 78. So let's talk about a few different things this psalm tells us, and let's use that to hone in on what's the point of Psalm 78. Repetition gives us a clue. So what are some of the phrases that you see repeated? Pardon? God and nation. All right. So this is a psalm that's not confined just to the psalm writer, but it's a big psalm. It covers a big subject matter. What else do you see?
It's asking people to praise God.
It's asking people to praise God. And which people is it asking to praise God? It's a prayer for people to praise God. Which people?
All
people. Well, let's just pause right there. You and I know that all people don't praise God right now. But this is a prayer that all people would praise God. It's a right prayer. It's a biblical prayer. I think maybe an easy question is this prayer a pipe dream? Or will this prayer be answered? Ms. Yarnell?
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This prayer will be answered. Maybe in our lifetime, maybe in our children's lifetime, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. But this prayer will be answered. So what we're reading here is not just kind of like flowery, high language, kind of hyperbole. This is a prayer for something that will really, really happen. So let's take ourselves literally to the end of time and read this psalm within the context of the end of time. What's going to happen at the end of time that this psalm is praying for? All the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, we kind of got a glimpse of that this past Sunday, didn't we? When Tim Kassee talks about these islands that he's gone to and these various tribes they're going to, and we see the gospel continue to spread around the globe, we see that the ends of the earth are being reached, and people now are starting to praise him. And so part of the answer of this prayer is even occurring now. The ultimate answer is at the end, but we're part of that answer right now. What else do you see in this psalm? Danny?
That all the nations will be subject to his authority and his rule.
All right. And how is that rule and that subjection described in this psalm?
Righteous judgment,
okay. And what's the atmosphere of this righteous judgment? What's the atmosphere of this rule, Denny?
That they're glad and sing.
Right. This is not. Now we do know that he will rule and reign with a rod of iron, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be. That doesn't mean that it's going to have the feel of a dictatorship. And I'll expose my own sinfulness for a moment. When we think of someone ruling in a very strict way, we automatically assume that's a bad thing, but that's not the sense that you get from these verses. When Jesus has complete control, actually things work right. And that's the prayer. What else do we want to pull out of this? Yes. 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 Why does he want to be blessed individually? Or why does he want his group to be blessed individually? Yeah. Yeah. That blessing is not one that's like self-absorbed and we're going to have it good, but that blessing is something that he and his group, he says us, would experience so that others would see it and want the same sort of relationship with God. So, that's Psalm 67 and a few thoughts from it. I'm going to ask Jason to pass around, let me see, there's paper, there's way more paper than we need. If you can pass around paper, Eric, can you pass around pens for those who may need it? And I just want to give you a little bit of time to jot down a couple lines of prayer, kind of based out of Psalm 67. And as I remember, I watched the video, Don Whitney recommended that, Don Whitney did not confine our praying scripture to just the subject matter of that scripture, but he said, you know, pray for your friends, your family, your situations, other people's health, spiritual needs, and just let the psalm kind of guide you in that. Let the psalm color how you're praying. So let you write those out for a little bit, and then we'll hear from some of you, and then we'll take some time at the end to pray together. Thanks, guys. Take a couple more minutes. I see many are still writing, so take a couple more minutes. For sake of time, we're going to press pause on some of you still writing. I kind of hate to do that, but at the same time, it's great to see. Still writing. You had a lot more to write about than you thought, didn't you? It's kind of neat. I'd love for us to share some of these, and I don't think that we're violating any commands of Jesus. I don't think we're going to be showing off when we talk about what we've written down. Okay, so hope we're not concerned about that. And sometimes people think a written prayer is like a vain repetition. A vain repetition is something you say again and again and again without meaning it. So if you just wrote it down tonight, it's probably not a vain repetition. It's probably a meaningful expression. So I hope that if you have any hesitancy about sharing something that you won't. Who will be, I guess, first to tell us something you wrote down as you were reading this psalm and wrote down something that you could pray from this psalm? I'll be first. Paul?
God be merciful unto us, our children, and our family, our country. Let your face shine upon America, that thy way may be known in our land and home, that thy saving health is known among all nations of the earth. Let all our family and peoples of the earth praise thee. Let our family and the peoples of this world be glad and sing for joy as you judge righteously and govern the earth. Then the earth shall yield food for all the peoples, and you shall supply all our needs. That's where I got.
America is one of those nations, and so great to include the United States in that. Good. Good. Who else would be willing to share something you jotted down? Chris? We as New Testament believers get to look back at the Psalms and see some of those phrases with a fuller depth of meaning because we see the culmination of God's judgment on sin at the cross. And so it can be in many places appropriate to put the cross into the things that we pray. Thanks, Chris, for bringing that out. Who else might share something? Joyce and then Mrs. Raba. Good. Good. Carol.
I just thought of verse 4 when I started. May the community around us see the joy in knowing
Good. The big nations include the people right around us. Good. Anybody else? Yes, sure.
I wasn't sure. I actually skipped over verse 6 because I wasn't sure what that meant.
God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I'm sorry, did you say verse 6 or 7?
Verse
6. Verse 6, my apologies. Verse 6 hinges on verse 7 with the word then. It's taken us back. So let's go back to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. I think that ultimately this is talking about the new heavens and the new earth, which will know a productivity that we've never seen here on this planet since Eden. So I think that's the ultimate fulfillment. I think that we can see temporary fulfillments or smaller fulfillments in places in our world and time periods in our world where there is a strong Christian influence that does result in a greater prosperity. And I think that there's a correlation where, you know, God says in Proverbs, righteousness exalts a nation. So we've seen this in various points in history, that those who follow God's commands, those who actually are believers in Christ, are like a rising tide that lifts the boat of their country. So good question. Good question. Anything else? Eric?
I was prompted to pray for justice because it says that God will judge the peoples with equity.
Can I ask you just to say that again and kind of talk back that way? Good. Well, we could probably continue on. Thanks to those who shared some of those. I would just like to give you some time to go back through and pray this a little bit more silently. I know you've written some stuff down, and we'll just take a couple minutes, and then we've got a song that Eric has picked out for us, and so we'll just sing that in 2 or 3 minutes from now.